Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 3 days separated a twin bomb blast at a church in Holo and another bomb attack Wednesday at a mosque in Zamboanga. And ISIS is blamed for both. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte ordered security forces to crush the extremists behind the attacks. Asian Access's Herman Moldez says the danger for A2 leaders and church planters is outside of the city centers, especially in the mountains. The risk? Getting caught in the crossfire. In the days ahead, Moldez invites you to join him in praying for wisdom and vigilance.
Because one of the questions we are asking is, who are the group of people that will benefit from this money? So definitely at the moment, extremists claim responsibility. But we know that there are others who are going to take advantage of the situation.
And in the past, we've shared about the ministries that Slava Gospel Association supports. But we rarely talk about its most important work. Training. SGA's Eric Mock says the organization supports nationally led seminary training, Bible Institute training, and church-based biblical training.
We can support missionary pastors. We can support humanitarian aid ministry. We can support orphan ministry. But if the churches themselves are not faithfully teaching the Word of God, then these churches will not be discipling people in the Word of God. And many of the ministries we have are rendered mostly ineffective.
Folks getting trained are already living into their God-given calling. The training is an addition to help them better serve where they've been called. Find out how you can support biblical training in the former Soviet Union at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.